This episode is sponsored by LaFon Magazine. Go to lafonmagazine.com and order issue number 6.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Hey guys, this is Toby. I wanted to give you a heads up that this episode may be a little bit different, and we are going to have a poll on our Twitter page. We're going to run it for a full week, and we will decide the winners next week of this case that you're about to listen to. So just off the facts, quote facts, that we present in this episode, please make the best judgment that you can. We are not professionals in anything. We are just a bunch of idiots that do basic research, so we may have gotten things wrong, we may have gotten things right. But anyways, that's the pre-warning on this episode, so don't judge us so harshly. But that poll will be on our Twitter account, at Secret Transpod. So please go check that poll so we can see who the winner is. And if the poll is already done by the time you listen to this, tell us what you think anyway. We want to hear it. Hope you enjoy the show.
In the criminal justice system, conspiracy-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Texas, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Secret Transmission Podcast. These are their stories.
All rise, all rise. Court is now in session for the Secret Transmission Podcast. The dishonorable Madame Von Doom is presiding.
Okay, you'll now be sworn in. Please raise your left hands. Do you swear to tell the whole conspiracy truth and nothing but the conspiracy truth? So help me, Alex Jones.
I do.
I do.
May all be seated. Now the prosecutor will give opening statements.
I already fucked this up. I don't have my notes open.
Way to go, prosecutor.
If you'll excuse me, Judge Von Doom.
Get it together. We don't have all day.
Okay. So my name is Toby Schofield. I don't want to be Toby Von Doom.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. My name is Prosecutor Toby. And I'd like to open up by saying that the Flat Earth theory that we are going to be discussing today it's an old concept that people have been believing in since around 800 BC and possibly earlier. Basically,
get to the point, prosecutor.
Basically, Your Honor, my clients believe that the Earth is shaped like a disc and that the North Pole is in the center of the world. At the edge of this disc, there's a tall, thick ice wall. This is to hold the water in on the Earth, okay? The Earth is covered in a structure that is above the atmosphere called the ferment. The ferment is like an invisible bowl on top of the flat earth disc. That's just to oversimplify it. Some of the greatest philosophers believe that the earth was flat. They may had some different beliefs, but the most common theme was the earth was flat. Thales, in 550 BC, thought the earth floated in water like a log. Anaximander, in 550 BC also, believed that the earth was a short cylinder with a flat circular top. Xenophanes of Colophon, 500 BC, thought the earth was flat, with its upper side touching the air and the lower side extending without limit. Anaxagoras, 450 BC, agreed that the earth was flat, and his pupil, Archelaus, believed that the flat earth was depressed in the middle like a saucer, due to the fact that the sun does not rise and set in the same time for everyone. Other great philosophers, I won't go into detail on them, Leucippus, 440 BC, Democritus, from 460 to 370 BC, NBA star Kyrie Irving, rap sensation B.O.B., and TV superstar personality Tila Tequila. Lots of cultures throughout the years believed in different versions of a flat earth. Like in ancient China, they believed the earth was flat, but also square, and that the heavens were round above them. Even in the Bible, they have hundreds of scriptures that suggest that the earth is flat in some way, that it isn't a rotating ball hurling through space. Let me read you a few passages. Chronicles 16:30. He has fixed the earth firm, immovable. Psalm 93:1. Thou hast fixed the earth immovable and firm. So that shows that the earth isn't rotating, first off. Genesis 1:6-8. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Daniel 4:10-11. These are the visions I saw while lying in bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. He could see this tree from each end of the earth. You couldn't do that on a round earth, is what I'm trying to say. Matthew 4:8. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. The peak of one mountain to show him all the kingdoms? That's flat earth. I could continue and tell you more of these examples from the Bible, but for now, this is my opening statement. The floor is yours now.
Okay, please present your opening statement, finally, defendant.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, all I have to say is, it's flat earth. That is all.
Okay.
All right. Wait, hold on. Who's for flat earth? I just got lost.
He is.
He's trying to say how stupid my theory is. My clients, I represent B.O.B.
I know. And Tequila Tequila.
Yeah.
It's okay. I get it.
You understand. I'm on the winning side right now.
Sure.
Okay, so you didn't introduce yourself either.
I don't need to.
Huh? Okay, so I guess I'll start with my first piece of evidence. Let's talk about how you should be able to see the curvature of the earth from the ground. If the earth is really round, you should be able to see the curve. Go ahead, explain that.
But you can't. Our perception visually only allows for, I think it's roughly 20 miles from horizon line to the earth. We can't see the curvature because we are at ground level. The higher altitudes we go, yes, then we can start seeing the curvature.
You know, I would like to go ahead and introduce an eyewitness to the stand. And he may have to sit on the stand for the rest of the night and give us testimonies.
Okay.
Is this okay, Judge? Can I bring?
Please proceed.
Okay. I'm going to call Tyler to the stand, please.
Do I need to be sworn in?
Yes, you need to be sworn in.
All right.
Do you swear to tell the whole conspiracy truth and nothing but the conspiracy truth? So help me, Alex Jones.
Swear.
Good.
Okay, Mr. Tyler. I'm gonna start off with some basic questions. You were in the Navy.
Yes, I was.
You sailed all over the world.
Yes, I have.
You're partly reptilian.
Get to the point, counselor.
Objection. That has nothing to do with flat earth.
I'm sorry. It has everything to do with the flat earth.
Sustained.
Move on, bitch.
Okay, so in your time sailing around the world, can you tell us some of the countries that you've sailed to or some of the oceans you've been on?
I have sailed from United States to Hawaii, okay. Hawaii to Hong Kong, Hong Kong to...
Remember that you're sworn in, sir.
Yes, I remember. Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, if it purges his military career, he does not have to answer some of your questions in his locations.
This is why I hired this lawyer. I've been from Hong Kong to Dubai to Bahrain, all around the...
Okay.
The,
so can you name the oceans that you traveled in?
Pacific, Red Sea, Let's take a break. I gotta remember all these.
I was about to really grill you, too. I was really about to grill you. It seemed like you said that.
shit, it's Pacific, Indian Ocean.
Wouldn't the Arabian Sea be part of that?
Arabian Sea, Gulf of Aden. I've been to a lot of places.
So what you're saying is you're well-traveled.
Correct.
Would you consider yourself an expert?
In this room right now?
Yes. Well, can you describe what your job was?
I'm the judge and I find offense to that.
I help navigate our ships across the waters.
Oh, so you actually have experience with navigation?
Yes.
Okay, because I have no experience with navigation. So you've got on the poop deck a couple of times and looked off into the ocean, have you not? Isn't that the proper name for it? The poop deck?
Just the deck. Oh. We don't poop on it anymore.
Not since the accident. So you've looked off into the horizon of the water, sir.
Yes, and I saw exactly 25 nautical miles.
What is 25 nautical miles?
A nautical mile is 2,000 yards.
Oh, he's giving.
This is my job.
I didn't expect him to hit me with the answer. So, on a clear, visible day, no clouds, could you see a curve in the Earth?
Yes,
you could see the curve.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that the Earth is round.
Yep,
Your Honor. I already feel like this witness that I called to the stand is fucking me. Excuse my French.
Yeah, order in the court there. I will hold you in contempt.
I'm done with questioning. If you'd like to question the man.
Actually, I have no further questions. He did exactly what I needed him to do, so.
Okay, so my next point. Satellite photos of the Earth. There are no pictures of the Earth, actually. They've all been faked by by NASA and the government.
Where is your proof, sir?
Well, since you're asking for proof, I'm giving you proof. Because all of these photos are composites. And we believe that there is no actual picture, like, fully of the Earth. It's a lot of pictures. And here's my evidence.
We don't believe in this court, sir. We know.
No. Here's my evidence. I've got a clip that I'm going to play for you.
In 1972, we saw our home in a new way. Apollo 17 astronauts snapped this picture.
It gave people the first look at their home planet as a single entity.
Last week, scientists at NASA released this. The shot is compiled from data from NASA's VIRS instrument, which orbits the Earth about every 100 minutes, taking measurements of light coming off the planet. That can be translated into ribbons of imagery like this, and then into one of these. And this is just the latest in NASA's Earth from Space album, which may be one of the most mind-expanding collections of images in human history. Then in 2002, Blue Marble 2.0. NASA's Rob Simmon made this. Simmon's job is...
It's primarily taking data and making pictures out of it?
That's what this is. A composite of data sets from several different instruments translated into a picture.
So we actually had to take clouds out.
They stashed the clouds for later, went onto the ocean. That came from an instrument that measures phytoplankton in the sea.
Where it was low, I colored it dark blue because they're low mostly in mid-oceans. And then where it was a little bit higher, it was like a little bit brighter green.
Then add the clouds back in.
There's a small problem with it because there's a very slight gap in between each orbit.
So some of those are painted on.
It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be.
Then?
There was another layer to sort of simulate the atmosphere.
And then there's this little bright spot.
It's called the specular highlight. So it's the reflection of sunlight off of water.
Those are the pieces, but you can't just slap them all together.
It just didn't look realistic. It looks kind of flat, or the clouds are sort of too see-through. So I just hit Command-Z a lot.
There's artistry to creating the world.
What I imagine it to be. Unfortunately, I'm not an astronaut. I've never been to space. But I've looked at these images over and over again, trying to sort of get the essence of it. It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be. It is Photoshopped.
So that's my evidence. It's right there. NASA admitting that he had to Photoshop it. He had to color in clouds. He had to color in landscapes, the water. It is all Photoshopped. It is all composites that he has pieced together and then played with it how he wanted. Tell me how you defend that, sir.
Did NASA ever officially come out and say that this was an actual picture or that it was a representation based off the data from instruments in space?
We want...
No. That's not what I asked.
The Flat Earth Society wants proof.
Okay,
and I want a picture from space if they can actually do it.
But did they actually come out and say that this was an actual photo from space, or did they admit that it was from many different instruments that they compiled the data and they did a best guess estimate?
He is admitting that it is a composite photo.
You're not answering my question, sir.
You're not listening. You are not listening.
Order in the court.
Answer the... Your Honor... Can he just answer the question? Will he admit?
Answer the question, prosecutor.
What is the question?
The question is, did NASA ever actually come out and admit it was a photo? An actual space photo?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't.
Then you don't have proof.
I have proof of the man from NASA saying that he is not an astronaut, so he does not know what it looks like, but yet he tampered with the evidence. To trick us all into believing in a round Earth.
No, what he said was he took the data based off several different satellites and imagery and all this other compiling information, and he did a best guess composite of what the Earth would look like based on this data. Never once did he say it was an actual photo.
Eyewitness, do you have any opinions on this to back either claim?
I would like to... Okay, so... Shit, I had something, I lost it. If it, fucking just drop it.
no comments.
Well, I do have stuff to say, but I'll hold it for later.
Okay.
Pretty much everything's been discussed.
I have a question that I need to be answered, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, if it is flat.
Okay.
I know that water.
It is flat, ma'am.
So, if it
no,
is flat.
No, ma'am, it
the
is.
The water.
Stop trying to...
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
The water...
Stop trying to lead the
judge.
I know,
evaporates, but...
Okay.
If, like...
It is.
I'm not saying that, prosecutor. What happens if the water overflows? It just goes off into the side?
Where's the water, extra water coming from?
Well, when there's storms and everything, and there's...
That's water that's evaporated from the oceans and water, and it goes right back into it.
No, but I'm saying, like, whenever there's, like, hurricanes and everything like that, I mean, wouldn't water spill over somehow? Like, wouldn't it cause enough pressure or power to make it spill over?
See, the wall, the ice wall...
The Truman wall you speak of?
The ice wall, we don't know how thick... This wall of ice is. This wall of ice could be...
Then why don't you take an expedition and go see it?
It's the government's fault. The government won't allow us to go to Antarctica to...
You don't have to go to Antarctica. Pick a direction. You'll find it eventually.
Well, Antarctica on the map, on the flat Earth map, is all around us.
Okay. Pick a direction. You'll hit it eventually.
Well, the government won't allow us. They'll stop us before we get to the wall.
Why would
Your
the government
Honor,
stop you? Why would it be such a big secret if it's flat?
Your
around?
Honor... I'd like to ask for a recess so I can put my notes in order. He has flustered me.
It's odd that airplanes travel in curvatures, not in straight lines.
Your Honor, can we please take a recess?
Court is adjourned for a short recess.
Strange Animals Podcast brings you weekly episodes about surprising, mysterious, or just plain strange animals. From the vampire squid to the unicorn, tune in to discover your new favorite animal. Check us out on strangeanimalspodcast.com or listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
You have selected Shuffle.
Hi, I'm Woody.
Hey, I'm George.
And I'm DJ.
And we're the hosts of the Shuffle Pod.
We're a podcast that takes a shallow dive into deep topics.
We cover everything from the zombie apocalypse to chemtrails.
And what Woody looks like in a thong.
Ugh. You can find us at theshufflepod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of our sponsors today is LaFon Magazine, a magazine that's created by Tony Bologna.
Tony Bologna
is haunted by the angry spirit of his past life, LaFon, and he's selling these magazines to raise money to afford a proper exorcism. Proper exorcisms are not cheap, and we implore you to please help this man rid himself of LaFon by supporting his fledging artistic venture. LaFon Magazine is fiction, art, and humor writing printed on chemically treated paper that takes decades to decompose in the ground. So direct your internet browser to LaFonMagazine.com, LaFonMagazine.com. You can snag issues 1 through 4 as well as other supernatural gifts. If you have a smartphone, you can follow Tony Bologna and LaFon Magazine on Instagram at LaFonZine. LaFon also has a Twitter page that you should follow at LaFon Magazine. Also, use the hashtag LaFon because, you know, no one else is, and you could be the first. Please stop talking for the rest of your days. LaFon Magazine.
Court is now in session. We will continue with the whatever. What is it called?
This is Flat Earth.
Flat Earth versus Round Earth.
Basically, I'm right and he's wrong.
No, I'm looking for another word.
Conspiracy? Theory?
Penis.
No, not penis.
The trials now? It's,
no, what y'all are presenting!
Facts.
No.
Present your case.
No, God, y'all are killing me.
You're killing me, Your Honor.
Dishonorable Madam Von Doom, are you under the influence?
No, I wish I was. I've only had coffee today.
Your Honor, can I get back into this? I'm sorry to interrupt your thoughts, but can I get back into my arguments?
Wow, disrespect the court much.
Mm. Sir?
Yep.
Mind your own business.
Don't make me make the jurors forget everything we talked about. I will tell them to X-nay on Flat Earth.
I apologize for being rude. I'm very excited to win this case.
Yeah, present your arguments and your...
Proceed.
God, what is the fucking word I'm looking for?
Evidence.
Evidence, thank you. God, where were y'all at when I needed you? The freaking witness got it. Thank you. Please keep presenting your evidence.
Okay, ma'am, Your Honor. So, the thermosphere, we're going to talk about the thermosphere and how it prevents anything from going into space. This is the atmosphere's fourth layer. It's located above the mesosphere and below the exosphere. The thermosphere starts about 53 to 56 miles high above the Earth's surface and extends to about 311 to 621 miles. This area can range from 932 degrees Fahrenheit to 3,632 degrees, okay? My point is on this, the little history lesson, is that, or science lesson, is that flat earthers believe that the rockets don't actually go to outer space. We haven't had a ship go to outer space because it can't get through the temperatures, okay?
That's funny, I thought someone landed on the moon.
Honor, Your Honor.
In the last court session we had about the moon, everyone seemed to believe that, but now all of a sudden we're going back and saying that nothing ever even made it.
Your Honor, the flat earthers do support your opinion on the moon landing being a hoax. And you look very pretty today.
Don't try to win me over, counselor.
Yeah, when has that ever worked for you?
Okay, do you have anything you'd like to rebuttal against that, defendant?
Rebuttal. Such a funny word.
Okay. It is. Whose science are you using to gauge these temperatures?
The ones that I found on the internet, because that's what we do as flat earthers. We we look up stuff on the internet because that's what they always tell us to do.
Because I always was under the impression that the heat was caused by re-entry into the atmosphere, not exiting the atmosphere. You exit the atmosphere, it gets cooler. The deadness of space.
So you're saying that coming in would be where the heat would come from, but exiting would be cooler from the atmosphere.
Right, because once you hit an atmosphere, that causes friction. Friction creates heat.
I don't got time for that. We can't penetrate the thermosphere.
Why?
Because there's heat.
In one isolated little section, or are you talking about spread out? Or
get on with it, counselors.
Yeah, come on.
It is an area that is between 311 miles to 621 miles of 3,000 degree heat.
It wouldn't be a condensed... No, that's not how space works, though. It's a vacuum. It's going to suck some of that heat up along with you. Okay. Not that entire distance is not going to be a heat pocket.
Okay, fine. I'll move on to my next point. If you've noticed, I sent you a photograph of some evidence. To your telephone device.
Correct. That's bounced off satellites in space.
Nope. Satellites don't exist.
Submitting evidence into the court here.
I've already sent it. Did y'all get it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So look at the stars.
Uh-huh.
The stars one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Top one.
Exhibit okay. A.
Exhibit stars. A. We are looking at a picture of stars, and it is a time-lapsed photo of the stars throughout the night. Okay? Do you see that they are swirling?
Yes.
Do you see the center?
Yes.
That is the North Star in the center. And can you describe the photo for me, please?
It is a picture. There are trees in the bottom part of the picture, and then the top part of the picture, it looks like almost like in Star Wars, if you're doing warp drive, it has a little circular pattern to it.
Or if someone stood on the ground and just spun circles and took pictures, okay. That's what it looks like,
right,
too.
Right.
So this is done by the longer exposures so they could see where the stars trail off to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, I also have sent you pictures. There's two different pictures of rockets that have taken off,
uh-huh.
Okay? Tell me what you... Please explain to the court what you're looking at.
Exhibit B...
Either one, I don't care. They're the same.
They create almost an arch. Or
why?
An arc.
Why is?
Can I ask you something about the stars? What did the stars have? The stars moving have to do with it being flat?
Witness, we'll get to it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm making my point. Can?
Don't get fancy, counselor. The witness needs to know. You called him to the stand.
You know what?
Basically,
you can't handle the truth.
There we go.
that's what the stars are.
You can't handle the fake.
So about the stars, okay?
Okay.
The star in that center of that picture is supposed to be the North Star. But in the time lapse, the universe is moving. So the Earth, the Sun, and the stars revolve around the Earth.
Or... Because the Earth is spinning, it's spinning the stars because it was time-lapsed for only 12 hours. Not weeks or years. This was just a one-nighter.
What do you have to say to that,
counselor? Because these were a couple Australian guys that did this, just so you know. I've seen this before.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, fine. But what about... let's talk about the rocket.
Okay.
The rocket, why is it arc? Where is it going? I thought rockets went straight into space through the thermosphere.
Well, in the second picture, it looks like the rocket had some kind of malfunction. It looks like it's crashing back down toward the end there. That's what the little light explosion on the right is.
I have to look at this. Okay, I see what you're talking about. Let's ignore that one.
Where are these rockets coming from?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Because there are a lot of different types of rockets.
I thought it was showing the sun
And again,
in a time lapse,
like the witness said, this first rocket that just seems to kind of disappear into nothing. Where did it go? Was it, what kind of rocket was it? Was it an ICBM? Was it a Tomahawk? Was it a space shuttle? What was it?
They have rockets ranging from, you know, 20 miles to all across, I mean, across the
ones that can leave the atmosphere
around the world.
Okay. Okay. You know what?
I was about to say across. I had to correct myself there.
Yeah. Let's talk about the water being a consistent level. That's proof of a flat Earth. Okay?
That's proof of gravity.
No, not gravity doesn't exist on the flat Earth, Your Honor.
Anything with mass creates gravity.
Okay. But that's a myth for flat Earth. Okay? They say that if the Earth is round and it's spinning, that water would slosh to one side. Or, you know, like if you have a cup in your hand,
uh-huh,
and you swirl it around, you swish it around, you know how it waves real hard against the walls as it's, that's, yeah. They either think that, my clients, they either think if we're on a round Earth, that's what would be happening, is that the water would never be consistently level.
Counselor, was it not you who showed me the trick of when you have something and you spin it fast enough,
ma'am,
that it stays in
your
one
honor,
spot?
Your Honor, Your Honor, we're not talking
with
about
a Walmart bag?
We are not talking about inertia. I'm defending my clients, the flat earthers. Okay?
But inertia is exactly what you're talking about.
And why it stays.
Your Honor, right. Your Honor, I'm not talking about my
spinning
views and
so
opinions
fast
off of
it's
the
not
microphone.
Views and opinions.
There.
It's not views and opinions. It's actual physical science you can do in your own living room.
Your Honor,
gravity
I'm a scientist, is
a but
myth.
At least I know that.
My clients believe that gravity is a myth, so therefore it is a myth. So stop trying to put my own personal beliefs into this. This is about my clients, not about me.
I call Isaac Newton to the stand.
So, if gravity doesn't exist, then we would
Why
be
aren't
floating.
We floating around through space?
What's holding us
okay.
down?
Okay.
Inertia.
The constant force of the flat Earth propelling straight through the universe is keeping us down on the Earth to where we're not floating away off your magic ball Earth.
So, by that logic, the stars in the sky are actually fake?
Everything is moving with us in one...
So there has to be some kind of force?
Yes.
Pushing down?
Yes.
So gravity.
Like a gravity?
No. Who's driving this motherfucking
gravity,
ship?
The gravity
because we
that,
haven't hit anything yet.
The gravity that you know is a myth. The gravity of the... I'm trying, guys. I'm trying.
Come on.
The gravity, I think how the Earth is, it would... I'll move on.
Jurors, take gravity out of it.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Okay, well, let's talk about the sun rays. The sun is 93 million miles away and has a radius of over 400,000 miles. They believe, my clients, that is... believe that it is much closer than that. They say if you trace the crepuscular rays back to the sun, the rays wouldn't come to the Earth and form a triangle. They should be straight lines and not from in different directions. So look at the photo evidence that I have provided.
Right.
If you look,
First of all, the clouds are distorting the rays. The clouds are going to send the rays in different directions. That and light does not follow just a straight line. Light flares out.
In the evidence that you gave earlier about the NASA guy, he said he had to Photoshop in the clouds. We see clouds every day, so he doesn't have to Photoshop that in.
Well,
and if you look
that's
down,
different.
If you were to look down into the water, it does get darker as you look down.
Well, what I'm talking about with the clouds are if the sun is that far away. There shouldn't be a triangular set of rays. It should just be a straight down ray, is what my clients believe.
That's not how light works. Light flares out as it gets further, or as it... from the object of origin, the light source, it flares out in every different direction. It doesn't,
you know what,
create a singular ray.
Into your car when you're driving down the road, you can see how the rays are even on the side from your car when you're driving.
Thank
even
you,
though
Your
they're
Honor.
Projecting straight ahead, they still flare out.
Your Honor,
thank
you're supposed
you, Your
to be
Honor.
Biased. You're supposed to be biased.
I'm just saying.
Again, a simple household object like a light bulb.
I'm sorry, Counselor, is that what you're trying to get
yes,
at?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, fine. Since everyone's teaming up on the...
Well, look at the rays from that light bulb.
I know, it's directly in my eyes.
Okay, so...
Triangular, crepuscular.
Let's talk about
ways.
The planes. Y'all wanted to talk about the planes.
Okay.
So, planes flying around the round Earth, they'd have to constantly adjust their altitude and bring their nose down
That's
as
funny,
they fly.
Don't they?
If no, they fly straight. So if they are, quote, flying straight, they would slowly go into space from this round ball. They would slowly keep going. And it's the same with buildings and roads. You'd have to build, on a round Earth, you'd have to build the buildings like a stair set, because they would never be level if the world was round.
Yes, they would. Why would they not be?
Because it's on a curve, so it's never going to be the same. You're going to have them at different degrees.
Yeah, but you're talking about a 25,000-mile curve.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
not
what
like
my
it's
clients,
a distinct curve.
This is some of the evidence that my clients present, and I'm presenting it right now.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I was gonna say you can sit here and look and you can see an obvious curve in the distance, but you're not gonna have an immediate curve. It's not like it's not like this house is sitting on a perfect little sphere that needs to be adjusted.
No, okay, but here's the thing too.
Uh-huh.
Even if the land is uneven, okay, just like take the fence for example. If your land is uneven, you build it up. The fence to make it even. So no matter what, it's still going to be built up. I mean, it still looks even no matter what. It's not an exact curve, so you're not going to like.
Well, okay, y'all are talking.
Look at two different buildings and be like, oh my gosh, look at this little.
Y'all are talking small scale. Let's go back to the airplanes then, Counselor.
Uh huh.
If you're flying straight for let's say 100 miles, wouldn't you have to adjust even a fraction? After 100 miles to get back on course to keep following the curved Earth?
That's what the horizon indicator's for.
They stay at the same altitude.
Right.
They
you have to stay at the same altitude.
Stay at the same altitude.
Exactly.
As long
as you stay at the same altitude, you're following the curvature of the Earth.
Is our Navy witness Tyler got experience with this? Or how do you know about this?
I mean, when flying, I mean, they're going to adjust to... To stay in the same.
Aha! Uh-huh. They adjust.
Altitude. Yeah, they adjust.
Yeah, they adjust because they're constantly going up and down within that altitude.
Yeah. Because the Earth is curved, so they have to adjust.
I'm trying. Give me a break. I'm trying.
Witness, do you have a friend that's in the Air Force by chance?
I do, but they don't work with airplanes.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Janitor,
ironically.
Huh? okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Moving on, let's talk about how the sun and the moon, they don't set and rise. They are both spinning. They on our flat map that we have, they spin around opposite of each other. They don't set on the horizons like you...
Objection, Your Honor. I want the... not defendant, what are you? The prosecutor? I want the prosecutor to explain eclipses.
Sustained.
Well, during the seasons, the sun and the moon move faster, and they do cross paths. But there's three main rings for the seasons that they stay on the path with. But they do intersect at one point or another.
But if they stay on opposite ends, there's no way for them to ever intersect.
Well, okay.
Explain eclipses, sir.
Have you ever noticed sometimes during the day that you can see the moon on the opposite side?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen it, witness?
That's because it's on its own lunar cycle.
Right.
Around the Earth.
We're not seeing...
But shouldn't it be on the opposite side of the planet?
We're not seeing the moon anyway. It's a reflection.
Well, okay.
A reflection off what?
If we can see it in the night sky, Toby, then...
Light.
So you're telling me the moon is a hologram?
Yes.
Illuminati confirmed.
Tupac can be a hologram and Michael Jackson can be a hologram. The moon definitely can. Just saying.
Okay, so your point, eclipses can never happen. And again, also, with your point, if you can see it during the day with the sun, then they're not on opposite ends of the spectrum like flat earthers.
Your clients are claiming.
My clients claim that if you can see both the sun and the moon, and the people where it's supposed to be night can also see the moon, we are all on the same plane. It's a flat plane.
But you can't always see it.
I have a question, please, counselors.
Yes, Your Honor.
Then how do you explain where is it in Alaska?
Uh-huh.
Where it's dark for days and days?
Well, that's because it's off of the path of the... I don't know how to explain that one. But no, it's because of their rotation.
But they do get sunlight. By your theory, there should be no sunlight up there ever if it's on a stationary orbit above the Earth.
Oh, no. Hold on. The North Pole is in the center of the Earth on our map, my client's map.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, when the sun is on the closest ring, circle around for the season or whatever that season is, it will be closer to the
So
there's going to be a period where there's longer daylight when it's further away.
Okay, so you're saying that the sun is on more of an elliptical orbit than a circular orbit.
Yes.
But wouldn't that be consistent though?
It is consistent. That's how we are able to tell time with
But it's not consistent because it's dark for certain amounts of time.
It is consistent because if you look at how the three rings are for that, it doesn't travel just on the three rings. It's like it's got one ring, it'll travel on that ring, and then it'll travel between the two
rings. How does it know to pick what ring?
Well, I didn't get to that part of how it would work.
Where did you say the closest point to the sun was?
The closest point, what do you mean?
Because if it likes we're, it,
like the closest point to the sun, like geography-wise, you say it was like near the North Pole?
It does get really close to the North Pole on the flat Earth map.
On the flat Earth map?
Yes.
So how do you explain the equator and it being hotter than next to the sun?
That's a good one. I did not look into that at all.
And not only that, but your eclipse theory is bogus because if they're on the same level, the moon is not going to get lower to where it'll block out the sun.
Your Honor, can we take another recess? They threw wrenches at me.
You're having a hard time over there. Let's take.
I didn't say taking the case of the flat Earth, which was going to be
your
easy.
Your Honor, can I request a recess just on pity alone?
Recess.
Granted.
Is allowed. Okay. We're going to take a small recess.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Prepare to confiscate the human's possessions. Possessions secured. Prepare the probe.
Whoa. Wait a hot second. No need for a probe, man. Why are you doing this anyway?
To learn from your kind. And to obtain your container of treasures.
Container of treasures? Oh, you mean my cryptid crate?
Yes, the cryptid crate you possess. We desire it. We have discovered it to be populated with many objects we find most incredible.
Correct. The objects in this container cannot be produced on our home planet.
Well, you don't have to abduct people to get your own cryptid crate.
Elaborate.
Just go to cryptidcrate.com and sign up. On the first of each month, a new box filled with amazing cryptozoology-themed items will come to your mailbox, or spaceship.
Allow us to show appreciation to you, human, for this invaluable information.
Yeah, sure thing. Does this mean you're going to take me back to Earth?
Not exactly.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube channel, visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
Project Archivist, the podcast that talks about the weird, the wonderful, and the strange. Join us every week as your hosts, Rojan and Lobo, take a different look at the world around us through guest interviews, discussion, or taking a look at the week's weirdest news. Find us at www.projectarchivist.com, on iTunes in the podcast section, or on the Stitcher Android app.
Hey, this is Nock from the Geek Yogurt Podcast. Tune in every week as we discuss movies, TV, comics, and video games. We are on Podbean, iTunes, Satchel, or on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Yogurt Podcast and weigh in on our weekly topics.
Court is now in session.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, his arguments were putting me to sleep. Sorry, Your Honor.
Didn't even wake up.
Okay, I was able to look about the equator thing, and my clients showed me evidence on the YouTube.
Counselor, are you aware of this evidence?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I'm fully aware.
We're permitting it.
So what happens is the sun travels mostly on the equator line. Still, that's the middle of the three lines that I was speaking about just a moment ago. The other one is the Tropic of Cancer and Tropic of Capricorn is what the other two lines are called. So that is why the equator stays warmer.
I'm a Leo. I don't give a shit about your Cancer and Capricorn.
What is that on?
What?
Oh, I'm a Libra.
who is
Nick Brick? Britt Nick.
Getting crazy in
Britannic.
Here.
Yeah, it's a skit. That's a good
one. I'm a Libra.
No one's going to get that joke. That's just for us.
You know, this episode should end with the jury deciding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The listeners.
Which basically,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, the listeners need to decide. You should put up a poll.
Well, okay, so let me... a North Pole?
Apparently doesn't exist.
Why wouldn't it just be the center pole?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
And where does the South Pole lie?
Well, the South Pole is a lie because Antarctica is all around us. Witness,
so
Tyler.
Maybe it's the North Pole because
there's still
it's
penguins.
Dead even with the North Star.
There's still penguins.
So?
There's still the Emperor Penguin. It's still a continent.
You know
what
do you think's guarding the edge of Earth?
Right.
Okay,
they're the guardians.
Emperor penguins.
Since the witness...
Antarctica goes all the way around.
Yes.
Since
it is a giant ice shield that keeps the water from spilling over.
Yes.
And penguins are going extinct.
Dry ice because it never melts.
All this land. Okay.
Since you brought up Antarctica, let's talk about it. Why is there an Antarctic treaty system? And if you want, I'm going to read a few of the rules of the, quote, Antarctic treaty system. Of the, quote, Antarctica that doesn't exist is what
I'm
trying to say.
Don't we have an, quote, treaty for our own country?
So, Article 1, the area is used for peaceful purposes only. Military activity, such as weapons testing, is prohibited, but military personnel and equipment may be used for scientific research or other peaceful purposes. Why?
But they'll shoot your ass dead if you go over there, right?
Supposedly.
Emperor penguins
well,
don't
I mean,
play no
you're supposed to be
games.
Saying supposedly. why is there no testing over there? Because if we blow up the fucking wall, we drain. I guess we drain out the side. Yeah. Tell me why there's no testing on this.
Do people
wasteland.
Not go to Antarctica all the time to freaking save the animals?
They do research and stuff.
maybe it's just because they know the importance of the northern and southern ice caps and they don't want to do anything that would risk them melting away.
Or maybe they don't want to create any icebergs. That way they don't float off into the middle. That way they don't cause a Titanic. We all saw that movie. Doesn't end very well for Jack.
No.
There's an actually does end well for Jack. Door.
He got out of a horrible relationship, I think.
He got his naked picture and he left.
Right, right. He got his nude selfie.
Do you know those?
Done.
Did you know those main characters don't even really exist in real life?
Yeah, like, I've heard.
Those are fictional characters. Yeah. It's just
so people in Twilight don't exist either. But
no. What I'm saying
amazing.
Is like,
flat Earth doesn't exist, but here we are.
Here we are
talking about
it.
Hey. Well, I could go through all these treaties and stuff, but why?
I bet they're all Scientologists like Tom Cruise, too.
Ooh, that's another episode. So it's a very dangerous episode, too.
Why wouldn't we be able to go to the Antarctica? Like, why is that such a big deal to...
It's probably off limits now because of the flat Earth believers.
Why have we made it there a peace treaty where there's, like, no one owns the land, no one can claim it?
Isn't that the same for the North Pole, though?
Is it?
I thought so. I thought the treaty was for both poles.
Yeah, bitch. Santa has a treaty for the North Pole. No, there's not very many places that a freaking penguin can live, so maybe that's why they don't want people going over
maybe,
there messing with things.
Or maybe they just don't want us to see what lies beyond the Great Wall of Ice.
That's the what my clients think.
The White Walkers.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I know your reference.
The Illuminati. Is protecting us from the White Walkers. That's why they don't want us
down
there.
I thought
is.
The guy that was on the Truman Show was up there in the moon. So
you know, they do reference the Truman Show quite a bit.
Yeah, in all of this.
In the research for it.
Your Honor.
I think that's where they got it from, is what they're thinking. It.
Your Honor, that's really all the evidence that my client's...
Closing statements?
My closing statement would be... That the Earth is flat.
Are we doing closing statements?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he goes first, then I will.
Okay.
You guys can.
Now we need closing statements.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't
overrule
me.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Please
sorry.
Forgive me.
Well, I apologize.
You look really nice today.
Get it in order.
I like your shirt.
I like your boobs.
Chunk, no Captain Chunk.
Is that not a compliment?
It's inappropriate for the court.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
There's children in this courtroom. Way to go.
The witness?
No.
Okay.
He
better
not have lied to.
That you may go to sleep.
He better not have lied about his age.
Okay. So, my closing statement is, flat Earth. It is flat. That's it. That's my mic drop.
Argument.
That's my mic drop.
It's a closing argument.
I don't have a closing argument. Okay.
Okay. Here's my closing argument. The really good documentaries on flat Earth. Are done really well. They're very well presented. There are a lot of BS ones out there. There's a lot of them where they basically go, wake up, people, look at it, just wake up. And okay, that's not going to convince me that your flat Earth theory is correct. Present something decent. And there are a bunch of decent documents. I was sitting back going, oh shit, maybe they're right. Only because they have, a lot of them seem to have a distrust for the government. A lot of them seem to think NASA's lying, which they are. A lot of them, you know, there's a lot of them that I agree with a lot of the things that they say, but at the same time, they don't really present anything good as far as physical hard evidence. When you get one of them that will fly south or east or west and hit a big giant wall of ice, great. Get it on camera.
That's what I'm talking about. When someone sends me a scoop of moon dirt, I'll fucking believe it.
Well, okay. I mean... one of the biggest arguments that they have on these things is it's 2015 and we still have this antiquated way of thinking. Okay, it's 2017. We have the technology to be able to get to the edge of the Earth and take a photo. Why hasn't one of these flat earthers or a believer? Okay, one of your client Bob and Tila
yeah,
Tequila.
These
guys
money.
With money and influence, why don't they check it out?
Tila Tequila is too busy at Nazi parties right now.
Speculation. That's just speculation.
No, she was there. Oh. She.
Oh shit.
There's a picture of her doing the salute thing.
Heil Hitler.
So the flat earthers, by that unit of measurement, also support Nazism. Is that what we're dealing with here?
Should she even be at a Nazi thing? Because she's
Asian?
Totally not. Yeah.
Is she? I thought she was Hispanic.
She's half Asian.
No, she's like Asian.
Oh, I had no idea.
Something like that.
I didn't watch any of that shit.
So I didn't either. That's just okay.
She definitely stuck out like a sore thumb at a Nazi party. I'm just saying.
I'll say this: if the flat earthers would be willing to give me some actual physical evidence other than other people's videos and audio, and they trying to Photoshop other people's things, give me something.
Okay.
I'll buy into it.
Do we let the judge...
Maybe that's why aliens are coming to Earth now, because our water's spilling over onto their...
They're kind of pissed.
They're knocking on our doors like, hey
you got a leak.
When you flush...
Hey, you got a leak over here.
When you flush, it's coming down onto my house. Can you please not do that shit?
So what does the judge and the jury, which is also the witness and the bailiff, what do y'all think of our arguments? Who's the winner? We're going to let our listener audience decide who the winner is. I already know who it's going to be, but me. Who do
and,
you
and
decide?
And let's do this fairly, guys. Based on the evidence presented, how would you go?
Throw out all your schooling that you've had.
Your indoctrination. Throw it all out.
And go with what we just talked about. Who is in the right? The round earthers or the flat earthers? The roundies
and
or
why?
The flatties?
And
well,
why?
Mandela's already taken away enough things for me, so I'm going to keep my fucking round earth.
Okay.
Plus all the little United Children on posters are around earth, so I'm going to believe it that it's round.
Well, I've been around the globe. And I'd like to say around the globe, not across it.
Yeah.
So
okay. I guess that's enough.
Yeah, isn't around the world in 180 days or something like that? Around the world?
In 80 days.
Yeah, around the world in 80 days.
Yeah.
Not across the world in 80 days, around the world.
Okay.
Okay, then how about the four corners of the earth?
What do you mean?
Isn't that an old phrase?
Yeah, I do kind of remember something like that. Yeah. Now, I remember
Mandela.
Earlier... Remember earlier I did say that the ancient Chinese...
Rudy's getting Alzheimer's.
...said
have
something about
no
the world being square.
It's getting dementia.
So I wonder if that's the four corners of the world, of the earth. Yeah, I've heard that. So, okay, now...
I will hunt you down to the ends of the earth.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, they've got plenty of old school phrases that indicate
I will hunt
that,
you down to the ends of the earth means, like, I'll hunt you down to the earth ends. Just like that, they say that's like.
Well, does it or
that's
does it
like
mean,
a statement, kind of like they always say, like in the biblical times, whenever they said Jesus walked on water, Jesus didn't actually walk on water, is what a lot of people would say. That Jesus, when they say that Jesus walked on water, means that he walked by the water.
Right.
So I mean, I think that saying is, "I'll hunt you till the ends of the earth."
Or does that mean
till the
I'll
end
hunt
of time?
You down. I'll hunt you down until there's no place left for you to hide.
Yeah, to the end of the end. End
doesn't
earth.
Necessarily mean that the earth ends, though.
So is court adjourned?
See you in heaven, bitch.
Bring it on. I have no place to go.
Oh, yeah. On a better note, this brings everybody's done with their closing statements.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right. That means that this secret transmission court is now adjourned.
Okay, so now I don't have to be a flat earth defendant anymore. Okay, so. I'm going to give you some of the notes that I picked up just real quick to show that I don't believe in the flat earth.
Don't pussy out on us now, Toby.
Come on.
I was just doing that for my clients. Y'all don't understand. So
sell out.
Way to go, Toby.
Okay, so this silly, goofy idea of a
long arm.
Whoa. Silly, goofy. No, that's not how we do it on the Secret Transmission
The silly,
podcast.
Goofy, round earther. Yeah, that's what I'm...
Yeah.
So,
we try to be open about everything.
Yeah. So,
we do lots of research.
A spherical round ball-shaped earth appears way back in like Greek philosophy with Pythagoras. It's Pythagoras of Samos during the 6th century BC. He was a mathematician and a scientist, and he was best known for the Pythagorean theorem.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you say it?
Pythagorean.
Pythagorean. Okay.
Pythagorean theorem.
Okay. So, if you don't know what that is, this is the it's a squared plus b squared equals c squared on a triangle. So you can figure out the length of the side that is opposite of the 90 degree angle.
Right.
See, I'm not an asshole. I know some of this stuff. I just don't know how to read.
But everybody knows the Pythagorean theorem, not the Pythagorean.
Well,
or
I couldn't.
It is
I don't know how to read.
Pythagorean.
I know what it is. I just don't know how to.
I think
say
I learned
it.
That whenever they taught me the Dolly Parton thing in school too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, your
big boobs.
Yeah, big boobs.
Yeah.
I was listening to that the other day, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot she was talking about this Dolly Parton thing." He is also believed to be the first to teach that the Earth was spherical and revolved around the sun. Aristotle also provided evidence that the Earth was round in his studies around 330 BC. After this, the belief that the Earth was round began to spread. You know, it was more accepted rather than the old beliefs.
Right. And it up until Magellan, it was just a theory. Right. But he actually sailed around the world.
Right. I mean,
because he got lost.
See, and
so how Christopher Columbus found America.
Right, because he got lost.
Now, and
this isn't Mexico.
Wait, this isn't Spain. Wait, he was from Spain, wasn't he, Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
So this isn't Italy.
This looks like Antarctica. This will do.
So, you know how I was, my arguments with the Bible and stuff?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's all stuff that's twisted in a way to like, oh, that supports my argument. Because when I was looking up all this flat earth stuff, there's some ancient Norse mythology about, I'm going to butcher this, Jormungand, or he's also known as the Midgard serpent or the world serpent. And basically he's a sea serpent. He's a sea snake.
He is basically Antarctica in the Norse mythology.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, he's what's like... Okay, so...
He keeps the water from falling off the edge
of
the
earth. So on flat earth, though... How do flat earth people explain earthquakes? Because round earth people say that it's tectonic or platonic, whatever, plates.
Here's what they believe. They
are rubbing together and then they cause the...
They say that the deepest hole ever drilled is only 8 miles-ish. It's like 7.5, 8 miles, okay? They think, truly believe that the earth really only goes down, the crust only goes down about 50 miles. Underneath that is a structure with the molten
lava. We all know that's untrue. We did Mel's Hole.
True. We did do Mel's Hole. It's infinite. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about it. So we're using another myth to disprove this myth.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, right. That's silly.
Hold on. I wanted to tell the story because the story is really cool about the Norse mythology.
Right. But so, I was just answering her question about why they think, you know, earthquakes and everything.
And we'll get to the more theories on, like, what's under our flat earth in just a second.
Yeah.
I want to talk about... I didn't look much into the... You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, right? Yeah, because...
It's the fun one.
Oh, there's tons of fun ones.
But, so, let me finish this and then we'll move on to that. So, the way that this serpent became where the Antarctic ring would be on the flat earth, I guess it's Loki's, one of Loki's three children, and Odin came down and took the sea serpent and chunked his ass into the ocean, and he grew so large in this ocean that he ended up, like, I guess, putting his own tail in his mouth, and that's what holds the earth together. So, during Ragnarok, which Thor, isn't that the new movie that's coming out, is Ragnarok? Ragnarok is supposed to be like this great battle between all the gods and stuff. And
it is essentially the Norse version of Armageddon or the end of days.
Right. And so Odin's supposed to die, Thor's supposed to die, Loki, everyone's supposed to die in this great big battle.
Uh-huh.
And it's when the serpent releases his own tail, and I guess it fucks up the planet because it releases the water, it releases everything and drains it. And just kind of a spoiler, because I don't know if this is actually going to spoil the movie, because I don't know what the story is about in the new Thor movie. In the story, the final battle is a meeting between the serpent and Thor, and the serpent, he comes out of the ocean and he poisons the sky somehow, and Thor ends up killing him and then walks 9 paces and then falls dead because he was poisoned by the serpent's venom. So it's just a cool story just to add to our, because I saw it pop up 2 or 3 times and I was like, I'm writing it down.
Right. Yeah. Norse mythology is really cool.
We might end up doing some Norse mythology episodes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Rudy and I talked about it and it's, yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Do like a bunch of old mythology type episodes, Greek and Roman and Egyptian and things like that. That'd be badass.
So the turtle theory.
Oh yeah. I asked you about that. Did you ever figure out where that came from?
Yeah, so the turtle theory, I don't know much about it. I just know that some people believe that the flat earth is on the back of a turtle, a giant turtle that floats in space. I don't know much more.
Right.
I know there's another theory that the flat Earth, there's a hole at the North Pole.
And that's why we can't go up there.
And it something about, I don't know really. And then there's another one where the World Tree is at the middle of the flat Earth. There's a bunch of just crazy stuff out there. So some real quick reasons like why the Earth isn't flat is if the Earth was flat, you should be able, within a very advanced telescope, be able to see from one end of the Earth to the other end on a clear day. The thermosphere, yeah, it gets up to 2,500 degrees. Like we were saying, it's because the heat gets sucked up out of the vacuum. That's why you're able to go through it. And to truly see the curve from the airplane, from like an airplane, you'd have to be up about 7 or 8 miles, and you'd have to have such a huge field of view.
Right.
Like just a little cockpit window isn't going to be enough, and you need it to be crystal clear, no clouds or anything. And that's when you could be able to see the entire horizon's curve.
Right.
So you'd have to be up that high. Some people use the argument about you should be able to see a ship go over the horizon. You can. If you watch a ship with binoculars, you see the bottom of it slowly disappear before you see the mast disappear.
Uh-huh.
You know, the argument I was trying to make with the round Earth and the water splishing around on it, like you were saying, it's the gravity, it pulls it to the center. The flat earthers are trying to explain that the water would just fall straight
right.
down. So
right.
basically they're saying that gravity is always down instead of... it's hard to explain, I guess.
Gravity basically, it's going toward the center.
Right.
Instead of splishing around flat.
Right, so they're basically saying gravity is always south. So, but anyways, I guess that's going to wrap this up.
All right.
It's a very goofy topic, and let us know what you think. If you're a flat earther, maybe we'll have you on one day or something.
We'll do a poll.
Yeah, yeah.
And let people listening decide.
So, I guess that's going to do it. Say adios.
Ciao.
Quartz adjourned.
Bye, everybody.
Quartz adjourned.
Quartz adjourned. There you go.
And that's going to do it for our Flat Earth trial. If you are a Flat Earther and would like to defend it fairly, since I did a poor job, please message us, email us. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. Our email's secrettransmission@hotmail.com. We're on Facebook, so... you can get a hold of us, and maybe we can have you on, and you can actually defend the case of the Flat Earth. Remember, you can catch our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Satchel, and TuneIn. So there's a place for everyone to listen to the show, so please tell your friends and tell your family. Each week, I'm going to suggest a member of the Dark Myths. You can go to darkmyths.org and find all kinds of wonderful podcasts. But this week, I'm going to suggest Twilight History. You can follow Twilight History on Twitter at Twilight History. He has a website, twilighthistories.com. And all this is in the description of this episode. A couple of the episodes that I want to recommend that I thought were really good. Check out the Blood Ape episode and the Mask of the Plague Doctor. Twilight History is basically history meets the Twilight Zone, and it puts you in the driver's seat of the story. The show was written very, very well, and you will feel like you are a part of the story. So go check out Twilight History, part of the Dark Myths. And we'd like to also thank our sponsor, La Fawn Magazine. Go get issue number 6 right now at lafawnmagazine.com. Until next week... we hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
In the criminal justice system, conspiracy-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Texas, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as Secret Transmission Podcast. These are their stories.
Chat one more time. Just one more. No,
you nailed it the first time.
It's so good.
It is so really good. Hold on, you're gonna.
I'm having to make my brain replace these things as I read them.
Okay.
So do it like I did it the first time. Just read it.
Just read it, but use conspiracy and Secret Transmission Podcast.
Okay.
Toby, I'm turning my mic off.
Here, yeah. Let me. I'll mute us all because I'm sure we're all over here like.
In the criminal justice system, conspiracy-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York's...
God dang it. Now I'm going to fuck up every time.
Anaxar... God damn it, these fucking philosophers. Okay. I had it in my head and I couldn't say it now.
Time to say goodbye, Roger.
Adventure where the service is tops and you never get
tonight some of the great, all-time great boxers. And...